Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, and thanks for being with us. The name of our show for the next half hour is going to be all about hazardous waste. It sounds awful, it's scary, and it can be, but we're going to tell you what you can do about it. So we cleverly named the show Got Hazardous Waste because we thought, doesn't that sound catchy? And we are going to tell you probably everything you ever wanted to know about hazardous waste, and some things maybe you don't know. But most importantly, we're going to share about what to do with it. We have an expert with us, and I mean that in all sincerity. We're going to be spending the next half hour with my friend Christina Palsgrove, who is the public information officer with the City of Tucson Environmental Services. Thank you for being here, kiddo.
Thank you for having me.
You do. You are my hazardous waste speed dial person. It's like anything you want to know.
That's right.
It's great to have you in studio so we can share about it. It's really an important topic as it relates to the environment and safety and children and pets and all of those things. But I have a little tip. I want to insert two quick little tips as part of the City of Tucson's Know Where to Throw, which is also quite clever, I might add, campaign. And this is one that I'm going to ask you right on air. Bottle and jar caps and lids can be recycled.
Yes.
Yes. And does it matter if the caps are on? It used to be that you had to keep the cap separately, and then I heard you can put them on it, and it's fine. What's better?
Actually, leaving them on is better.
Is better?
Because the processing that they go through, something as small as a plastic cap is going to fall through and just end up going in the trash. So if it's still on it when it gets shipped to the processing facility where they grind them up, then yes, it'll be recycled.
That helps me. It really does. And then the other thing is there's always this conundrum about rinsing containers. How much water do I want to waste? Is it worth it to just throw it away because I'm wasting so much water? So what's your rule on that? Usually I give the tip, but I have the expert here, so why don't I just ask you for clarification?
We ask people to lightly rinse their recyclable containers because we live in the desert. We don't want to use a lot of water.
Right.
And so it's kind of a balance we have to strike. But, you know, if you wash your dishes and you have rinse water, use that.
Yes, yes. I haven't gotten to the point where I put a bucket in my shower yet to use that to water plants, but maybe someday. I don't waste that much water, for sure.
And you can always use a paper towel or a rag to,
right, to wipe
it out.
Yeah, but just be judicious. Use your,
yes,
use your head. Okay, let's talk about household hazardous waste. I know a lot about it since my friendship and relationship with your department has grown. And give us some ideas, like, first of all, what makes something hazardous waste?
Well, something is considered hazardous waste if it is flammable, toxic, poisonous.
If you swallow this, go right to the hospital. If you get it, your children get it, take them right to the hospital.
You know, or things that, contain other things that can contaminate the environment or hurt people's health. What makes it household is it's stuff that's consumed in your home.
Under the sink stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's under
the sink
stuff.
And in the garage.
Yes, and in the garage. And I think it's really interesting because we have a lot less of that as I have evolved with Mrs. Green. We have a lot less under the sink. And I've had show guests that say if you can't eat it, it might not taste good, or drink it, you shouldn't probably have it. I think that's a little bit of a stretch for me, but I can be sure if there's warning labels all over something, at least be aware of it.
Absolutely.
Give us some examples. Like, what's in the garage? I can tell you what's in our garage.
Automotive oil, antifreeze, other automotive products.
Paint.
Paint.
Varnish.
Paint thinner.
And I think some people keep it there because they don't know what to do with it. If you're a consciously living person, your common sense kind of says, don't throw this in the garbage can.
right?
Because it's toxic. So now there's going to be things that they can do that. But you don't want to leave them sitting around either,
no.
Right?
No. You want to make sure that you take care of them if you're not going to use them anymore. And one of the things, you know, to keep in mind is in our program, we tend to recycle and reuse just about everything. We're at 98% recyclable or reused, which is a really, really great statistic.
Yes.
So if you have something that you've only used half of it, bring it to us because there may be somebody else who can use it.
So that's actually, I know we're jumping ahead a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but we'll talk about the pickup and the collection and what you
sure.
can put and what you can't. But so you, when you do these collections, then it gets repurposed or recycled?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a piece I didn't know. And you know what I've always wanted to ask? What about light bulbs? There was such a big deal about light bulbs at one time. Like if you break a CFL colon hazmat, I know that's not true. You can put it in a paper bag. Don't vacuum it.
Right.
Is that considered hazardous
yes,
waste?
Yes, it is. Any fluorescent bulb, including the compacts, have a little bit of mercury in them. And so that is definitely something you don't want a child or a pet.
Right, to have exposure to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's good. And swallowing. I mean, all those things, they really have to be careful and let people know. I mean, kids die because of it. I mean, it's really kind of scary. So is there any law surrounding this about what you can put in your trash and what you can't? Is it like illegal to put some of that in your garbage can?
No, it's not. If it comes from a household, businesses, industrial, you know, they have different rules and they have to make sure that they dispose of things properly. But anything that you use in your home can go into your trash can. We just want to be good stewards of the environment.
It's going the extra mile.
And by providing the service, we have so many people who really want to do the right thing, and they know about the environmental issues that have existed in Tucson in the Southwest, and they want to keep it safe. And so we offer the service, and we get a lot of people who come to us.
So tell us about what the service is for household hazardous waste disposal. And I don't know if disposal.
Yes.
I tried to say it right and I didn't. Okay.
Our main facility is located at 2440 West Sweetwater. And at that site, they will only collect the materials on Friday and Saturday mornings from 8 until noon because that's where they sort everything and make sure that they know what's in the containers that they've taken. We always ask people to bring us stuff with the label still on because you don't know what could have been sitting in grandpa's garage and you're cleaning it out and who knows what's in that bottle. But
which puts everybody at
yes.
risk. It does. The
yes.
workers, the volunteers, everybody.
Yeah. And they do. They have to have a very strong knowledge of chemical and chemical interactions, all those kinds of things to work safely. We used to process the paint there, but one of the things people always think is any paint is harmful, but actually latex paint is just fine, but you still want to dispose of it. But we have a partnership with the Beacon Group. They process it. They sell it through Gerson. So again, getting it out
the
into
paint?
The community and letting
that's,
people
that's
use
awesome.
It.
That's awesome. And for people that don't know, Beacon is an amazing program that works with handicapped children and adults. Mostly, isn't it adults? I think Beacon is adults.
Mm-hmm.
And provides them with meaningful employment. And they're amazing. I mean,
yes.
they have been around forever, but they're amazing.
Mm-hmm. We also have a site at the Los Reales Landfill that's open from 7 to 5, Tuesdays through Saturdays. And these, both of these sites, you can drop off materials if you are a City of Tucson resident at no cost because it's part of the service that our residents pay for every month.
Okay. And our collection fee. Okay.
Yes.
So what if you're not a city resident?
We charge
what if you live across the street and you're in the county?
Well, you will need to pay a $10 fee.
And that's fine.
You know, it is a program that just covers the costs, and that's really all we're trying to do. Because we think it's important to do for the environment.
I think it's really important to do for the environment, too. Stuff can get in the water stream, groundwater, you name it.
Soil.
And pets. Mm-hmm. If you don't care about your kids, hopefully you'll care enough about your pets to make sure that they don't get it. I've always wanted to ask you this, and this is one of the things I called you about. And I said to you, what do you do about batteries? My AAA, my AA, whatever. What do you do about those batteries?
When we talk about people bringing us batteries, we're not really talking about those alkaline batteries because they're okay to put in the trash. They really can't be harmful.
That just surprises people when I tell them that.
Yes.
I say, just throw them in the garbage. I have it on great authority.
But the other thing that people don't think about, so the other part of it is automotive batteries. Yes, bring those to us. But these days, we use so many electronic devices all have rechargeable batteries. Your cell phones, your cameras, just about every hearing aid batteries, and those all have toxic chemicals and metals in them. And so those are the things we want to keep out of the environment. We want people to bring them to us.
So, where does the category of, I would consider a cell phone electronic device, that's not, you just would want the battery out of
it's
it?
It's the battery.
Holy smokes.
There's other metals, and there's lots of places you can take to get your cell phones recycled, and that's really the best thing to do. I think I have at least probably, two old ones sitting in the back of a cabinet, which I need to take to household hazardous waste.
And you think about what you said, in these times, there's so much e-waste that it's not even funny. And to be conscious of it, and if you put that in with the hazardous waste, it's even scarier to me. So, okay, you have mentioned two sites, the Sweetwater and Los Reales. How did you say it?
Los Reales.
Los Reales, okay. And that's
south 5300 East Los Reales Road. It's basically at the intersection of Craycroft and Los Reales, just south of I-10.
Okay, and then you have another event, which is monthly, which is for those East Siders, which I haven't done it for at least 5 years, but when I did, the lines form.
Yes.
It's very well publicized. It's very well attended. So tell us about that one.
That's just a drop-off event. It's the first Saturday of every month. It's at Eastside City Hall in the back area. So you need to enter off of Prudence and go north on Prudence from Speedway. And
it's
you'll
really
see
easy
the line.
To find.
Yeah.
You'll see the line, believe me.
Yes.
And do you just have staff there, or do you use volunteers?
We have a lot of volunteers.
That's what I thought. A lot of volunteers. Because do they have to know what they're taking in?
They have to go through a training program so that they're being mindful of how to handle the materials that they take in. They certainly get personal protective equipment. So we want to make sure they're safe too.
And you have been doing this. You are very, the public information officer after all. What are some kinds of things that you don't take? Are there things that you can think of that you don't take, or is that a stump Christina question, which I don't really want to do?
We don't take medications.
Very good one to bring up. And I always thought it was great if you had extra medications, flush them down the toilet.
No.
Worst thing to do.
Absolutely.
Worst thing to do. And I know a lot, there's a program with TPD, I believe.
TPD is part of the Disposamed program, and at five operation sites located throughout the community, they actually have a place where you can just walk in the lobby and drop off medications. I don't believe they'll take like inhalers or ointments, things like that, but they'll
pills.
All those expired pills and everything you can take to them, and they have to be disposed of properly.
And it's so easy now for me to understand. We had a tremendous storm here that flooded the city in minutes, literally in minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about stormwater and stormwater protection, all of those things. If you have things in the ground, even if you think they're protected, it can contaminate our water supply, and people need to be mindful of that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think about. It's got to go somewhere. It goes down the drain somewhere. So do you have any funny stories, even if we have to go a little bit into, I'd like to go over the addresses again, how to contact you and have all that information available. But are there, I know that you have told me sometimes, especially on the recycling side, which we're not necessarily here to talk about, that people sometimes don't use their head and put some things that are surprises into the recycling bin. I know one of the tips I've used, which it actually makes me sick, is who, and I don't mean to sound judgmental or anything, but how could you think a dirty diaper is recyclable?
That's a good question, and when you figure out the answer...
I'll call you and say, public information officer.
Because we see a lot of it, and I honestly think it's people who are using their recycle bin as another trash can.
As a garbage can, they're not thinking. Okay. What about spray paint? We use so little spray paint, and every time Mr. Green buys it for some project, I'm like, did you have to buy spray paint? And sometimes you just have to buy spray paint. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it. It just works.
Bring it to HHW. That's definitely something that we want to take.
Household waste. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what do you do with that?
We have at the main facility a little shed called the drop and swap. And if you bring something in, then you can look in the shed and see if there's something that you need or you can use and you can take it.
That's really great.
Well, we want to encourage reuse because, as you know, reuse is actually a better option than recycle.
Recycle. I always say that the first R is reduce. That is always the first R. So then you're doing that. And it's good to know that it goes somewhere else. Now, tell us more about what Beacon does. Do they take water-based paint?
They take the latex paint.
Okay.
They mix it up. You usually have your choice of four colors, white, brown, tan, and gray.
The most popular colors.
Because they mix them.
Yes.
And then they sell it through Gerson's in 5-gallon containers.
It's wonderful.
It's great.
I mean, that's really, I did not know that.
We've had neighborhoods that want to use it for covering up graffiti or anything like that. So, yes, it gets used.
It always is very intriguing to me, especially as someone that really believes I'm committed to being a spokesperson for Mother Earth and sustainable practices. Is one of your biggest challenges getting the word out so people really do know where to throw, that they do know about household hazardous waste? How do you find the strategies that are most effective? And are things changing? Like now there's social media and there's Facebook. Are you able to even track it?
I don't know that we can ever just say it once or twice and think people get it.
No.
We are constantly looking for ways to educate people, to spread the word. We have an app called My Waste that anybody can download, and it does have a feature on it where you can look up what to do with whatever it is you're trying to dispose of, and it lists, it's tied to the Tucson Clean and Beautiful directory, which is wonderful.
Which is wonderful. Wonderful about where to throw almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
Clothing, TVs, I mean, you name
mattresses.
It, they have it. Mattresses. That's a big deal, too. So my thinking is that the world is changing so fast, and when you know 60 to 70% of transactions take place on electronic device, reservations, purchases. I mean, the beat goes on, so Google knows your every move. But I would think an app, my daughter who's 27, she operates from that mindset. And of course, my grandchildren do too. That's how they think. So she has the environmental working group app on when she wants to go to store for cosmetics. They're friends of mine that have the Seafood Watch application on their phones. So I think that's probably one that's going to grow. I am starting to go there a little bit also. I was with a group of people a couple of weeks ago, and it's an app called WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. And our group has connected through that, and it's so easy. It's just little messages throughout the day. So the world of social media can help that. And then you go to events.
We go to events. We try to spread the word face-to-face because, really, that's still the best way because people can ask you questions and get the answers right there. We have another program called the Brush and Bulky Collection. Which
I love that. Talk about that. It's such a clever little name.
Loves that.
The Brush and Bulky
Twice a year, we go through neighborhoods in the community, and people can set out all the stuff they need to get rid of, furniture, their yard trimmings, their everything, old. You know. And
what about their old refrigerator?
Yes.
For brush and bulky, you can put that much stuff, just get rid of it all. And you, is there an extra charge?
No, it's something that we do twice a year for each resident. It's part of the fee, again, that they pay every month. And then they can get a special B&B if they ever need one. But that program is just one of the most beloved and valued that we provide. And the way we notify people is we use a door hanger.
I was going to ask you that. Talk about the door hangers.
We do
that's
the door
awesome.
Hanger. Everybody loves the door hanger because that's their reminder that it's time to clean out the garage or get out in the yard and do the work. But part of the reason why we use that, people always ask us, why don't you send mail? Why don't you do something else? And we have to consider that the people who we are, who have the bill in their name, we could send it, but some of those people are landlords and they live out of state. So this information is not pertinent to them. We want to get to the people who are actually living in our community, and the door hanger is the best way.
You told me that a while ago, and I thought, bingo, because you can't ignore it. Yeah,
right.
It's like putting something on people's car.
Right.
It is. And I don't get bills. I use a online bill pay.
That's
and
right.
And more and more people will do that. In some cases, that's all they're offering. So that's a really clever way to do it.
So we found that if there's ever a special message we need to get out, we can do a double delivery, and we've done that with our recycling list so people know what to recycle. We always think of it as a way to reach the people that are really living in the community.
And, you know, people say, I mean, my husband is one that says about this a lot. People use this big thing, their statement about government. And he always reminds people in conversations about all of the good government services that are out there that are almost invisible. You know, the waste gets taken care of in a very healthy, reliable way. The recycling gets taken care of. It all goes out of our sight. We don't do composting, so we have a program called Scraps on Scraps, and I pay $13 a month for them to come get our composting. Mm-hmm. We have zero scape landscaping, not a need for it. There's only two of us. So there are ways that are affordable and convenient. And city government, you guys offer a lot of really good programs that help the citizens and the planet and our bottom line, our bills.
Yes. I think that one of the things we do, tours of the landfill and the recycling facility twice a year.
And last time it was full.
They're always full.
The landfill tour.
And
what'd you do today, honey? I wanted a tour of the landfill.
But we always start off by saying, welcome to away, because everything you throw out, you
it's
think
away.
Is going away, but here's
it's
where
gotta
it
go
goes.
Somewhere.
And there's so much that goes into it that I could go on and on, but I would say, you know, take a landfill tour and you'll learn about this. And it's really important because we have long-term plans for our community, which you have to do. You have to start thinking about what are we going to do when you consider that all of us throw out nearly 5 pounds of stuff a day.
That's like mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that we do not. We are the ones that bring that down. Just not wasteful. It's easy to do that, especially if you have a lot of packaged foods. So if you morph away from that, boy, does your waste go down.
Oh, sure.
It's like a lot.
Sure.
We have a lot less waste. I think it's important that we take the time to talk about the ways that people can find out about this, because some people will be listening to this on their iHeart app when they're driving. Hopefully lots of people will be listening to it, including all the city employees that you share it with. But I know that the website is tucsonaz.gov/environmental-services.
I think
that's important. You have to put that in. But quite frankly, if I go to your website to write things and find things out, if you go to tucsonaz.gov and you know you're looking for environmental services, you know, if you don't have the dash in, it'll come up. And then your Facebook page, you have some fun Facebook pages. So the Do More Blue, is what I think is the most fun one.
Do more blue saying. Tucson.
I'm just saying, I think that's the most fun one.
We try to just get the word out about recycling and the questions that people ask us about recycling. And then we also throw in some of the nowhere to throw ideas. Here's what you can do with your old television, or here's what you can do with that mattress that you no longer need. And we just want to make sure that people know that just because something doesn't fit in their trash can or the recycle bin, there is a place that they can dispose of it so that it doesn't become a nuisance in the community.
And it really matters. I mean, it just mm-hmm. it's kind of fun. And speaking of landfills, like, I've taken people to the MRF, to the recycling plant, and you're right. They find out where away is and the massive amounts that roll in there every minute mm-hmm. and what happens and who's taking care of it and going down the assembly line. And, you know, I took the whole Chapman Going Green and community team, and it was hard to get them to leave. It's very, believe it or not, that's a very exciting part of Mrs. Green's world that I get to go and see what happens to our waste, because it makes you so conscious of your wasting it.
Well, you know, people always talk about the dump, and we tell them, you know, that's really not an accurate term anymore, because there's so much technology and engineering that goes into the planning, because we take our responsibility for protecting the environment really seriously. And so when people come on the tour, they see how we line the cells, the disposal areas, so that none of these contaminants can get into the groundwater. You know, we're talking about hazardous waste, and at the Los Reales landfill, the original cell was just a hole in the ground that was left for the construction of I-10, and people just, you know, they started using it to dispose of waste, and yes, we have some contamination there. We're very responsibly taking care of it. We're making sure, certainly Tucson Water, as you know, has a very safe drinking water system.
They do, and none of that. And they're like you. They have a real passion and a commitment to it. No talking heads. It's like there's a really visionary, long-term commitment to, I live in this community. I drink the water. I get to see if the waste is disposed of properly. And I think it's really important for all of our listeners, the people that are a part of Mrs. Green's world, put that on your list, household hazardous waste, and pretty much you have the south side covered, the west side covered, and the east side covered.
That's right.
And, you know, the one at Speedway, that's kind of like north and east. It's very convenient for anybody to get there. And now that they have a new Krispy Kreme, they could stop there on the way. Not that Mrs. Green should be talking about that. I allow myself one a month. I was actually sad when that came in. And how did that pop into my head, one might ask? So is there anything else that you think we didn't cover? Because I know it so much. It's batteries we covered, light bulbs we covered, spray paint cans, things under your sink.
Medications.
Yes, medications. That was a good one to bring up.
TVs.
TVs. Talk about TVs. What do people do with their televisions? Nobody will take them anymore.
No one will take them anymore. And it's been something that's been tough for us, because we would much rather see them getting recycled.
Yes, yes. And it's a big piece of waste.
It is a big piece of waste. But right now, the best thing to do is to put it in your trash can if it'll fit, or take it to the landfill, because wow, then it is going to be kept away from the environment.
Disposed of properly.
Yes.
And that really matters. Don't throw it in the wash.
It drives me crazy when I see it sitting on the side of the road.
Yeah. Don't throw it in the wash. Please, people, don't. If you're listening to Mrs. Green's World, highly unlikely. August 27th, Saturday, part of our Healthy Homes, Healthy Families, Healthy Planet series, Naturopod show with Bridget Alums. She is a great guest. And our next Down to Earth is Britt Klein and Fernando Molina of Tucson Water. Talk about their massive operations and systems. Christina Paulsgrove, thanks for being on my show. Thanks for being my friend. And thanks for all you do to the planet.
Thank you.
For the planet. Make it a great green day, everybody.